NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to appear in Cyprus today for a get-out-the-vote event. A small group of Cyprus Tomball Democrats are protesting his visit. They're criticizing Abbott's public education policies, and they believe he is there to endorse candidates running to keep the conservative majority on the Cyprus Fairbanks ISD school board. Three seats are up for election. Early voting is currently underway. News 88.7's Bianca Seward is in Cyprus and spoke with some of the protesters.
When I talk to them, they're deeply concerned about the direction their school board is headed. It's held a conservative majority 6-1 for the last few years and has gotten the chance to implement a number of far-right policies. The protesters talked to me about concerns about book banning, concerns about librarians in the district, concerns about some of the elective courses that have been added. And they believe Abbott's down here to endorse the far-right slate. So they're here protesting and also campaigning for their Democratic candidates.
Bianca Seward reporting. We'll have more on the governor's visit coming up later today on News 88.7. Houston city leaders gave a tour Monday of a planned facility that could be used to serve as a homeless resource center on the city's east end. Mike Nichols is the director of the city's Housing and Community Development Department.
The reason we moved quickly on this facility is because we're able to move into it. And it is in move-in condition. And that's why we want to do it. We think we can be opened up clearly in the first quarter. We think we can have an outstanding operator.
Others on the tour, including Larry Satterwhite, the city's public safety and homeland security officer, say the new facility could position Houston to become the first major city in the U.S. to solve homelessness. City council members are expected to vote on a $16 million purchase of the building Wednesday. Slightly cooler temperatures are in store with a weak cool front moving through the Houston area today. Some showers in the area right now. That's expected to move out after 3 p.m. Low tonight around 67. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 82. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.